Session 5. Glimmers. After sitting in the dark for a while, something small sometimes appears. There's a moment when something begins to shift, and you might miss it if you're not paying attention. Not all at once and not dramatically, just a small opening, a faint point of light. These are glimmers. They're quiet signs that life is still touching you, that something in you is still awake, still responding. And glimmers are easy to miss. They don't announce themselves. They don't come with certainty. They're tentative and fragile. They're easy to dismiss, but they matter. After being in the dark for a while, it's natural to wait for something big. A clear sign. A moment that tells you exactly what to do. But that's not how it works. New life starts small. A sentence in a book that stays with you. A conversation that leaves you feeling more alive. A question that won't let go. Emily Dickinson wrote, "I'm out with lanterns looking for myself." That's what this stage feels like. Not a floodlight and not the sun. Just small lights held in your own hand, showing you enough for the next few steps. After my accident, I went looking for lanterns too. They were simple things. Meditation, writing, the stories of others. The quiet instinct to keep moving, even when I didn't know where I was headed. None of them erased the darkness, but each one lit a small part of the path, and together, slowly, they showed me something I couldn't yet see. My story wasn't over. That's what glimmers are. Lanterns. You don't need certainty. You don't need the whole plan yet. You just need enough light to take the next step. A glimmer isn't a guarantee and it isn't a promise. But it is information. It tells you where energy returns, where something in you responds, where life feels a little less heavy. And that matters. A glimmer might arrive through any doorway, a scent, a sound, something your hand touches. For me, it's often birdsong. It tells my body I'm safe. What's been catching your attention lately? It might seem insignificant, unrelated, easy to brush aside. But notice it anyway. Glimmers often look like nothing until later when you realize they marked the beginning of something. You might notice some resistance. After loss, it's hard to trust good things, hard to believe that small lights lead anywhere. That's okay. You don't have to trust them. Just don't dismiss them. Following a glimmer doesn't mean committing to anything. It doesn't mean making a decision or changing your life. It just means staying curious. Leaning towards what makes you feel alive instead of away from it. Glimmers are fragile. It's easy to talk yourself out of them. To say it's nothing. To wait for something more certain. but certainty doesn't come first. Curiosity does. You follow the glimmer, and the path reveals itself, not the other way around. Change is gradual, incremental. It arrives in fragments. One small light, then another, then another. You're not behind. You're still here. Sometimes a lantern is just a small glow in the corner of the room, and you notice it. And for now, that's enough.